Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Guess no audience today, but we have you. We have our blog talkers.
It's the computer's different.
Yeah. We have our blog talkers. We have our Facebookers, and we are very happy to have you with us. Today is our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And as you can tell, pollen is still on the rise around here. Everything is green outside. And not a nice kind of green either. So we're glad to have you with us. I want to remind everyone, especially for new folks, they, you know, come and join us. They don't really know what's going on. So I want to remind you all, we're using ordinary playing cards, okay?
Sure.
That's important to know because often people mistake the readings that we give here as done with tarot cards or oracle cards or any number of other types of cards. And it's simply straight up ordinary playing cards. So I want to make sure you are aware of that. Also, that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of the callers. And if we run out of callers, we're going to look to you Facebookers. So I just want you to know I do prefer to use the entire layout. And while you're watching, you get a chance to see what that is. And that's what I use in my private sessions with my clients. So anyway, I'm going to turn this over to your one and only Jimbo. And he's going to take you the rest of the way.
I am after I ban the jackwad.
Okay.
If I kick your ass. So here we go. Block. Okay, we want to welcome everybody. And I hate when they start off like that, these what sniffer. If I was a hacker, I would flame throw them with viruses, but that's not my thing. And I wouldn't feel sad about it. Yes, I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. I would also like to remind you that if you're an international caller or an international Facebook viewer, let us know. We'll give you a live shout-out like we are to Rachel from the land down under.
Yay, Rachel.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, just double-checking to make sure that person has departed. They have been blocked. Call-in number. Let's talk about call-in number because that was an interesting thing last night, wasn't it, the call-in thing?
Oh, it was.
Very
much so.
Interesting. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. When you call in, you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. That's exactly what is happening. I was called. The audio sounds good. It's no choppy echo, nothing like that going on. So thumbs up on that. Hold our breath. Yeah. Like Deb talked about the Facebookers, if we run out of callers or if we just try to work you guys in, we did. Because of the Blog Talk problem, we had a lot of Facebook action last night. It was like 90% of the show. I think we did, two calls maybe? That was all.
Yeah, it was.
That was it.
But that stuff happens.
Does indeed, but that's why it's good to have two platforms here going. So we have one we can always rely on.
Uh-oh. What was that?
That was like the most pathetic sounding harp ever known to me. It's playing. Watch.
Hello. Why does this have to load? You didn't have to do that before.
No, I'm doing this the long way and hearing nothing. So that makes me anti-happy.
Can you go...
That's what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. I think we might be...
What?
Not, I might be going back to my old computer in the future. This thing, life's a bitch. Sometimes you just got to say, what do you say? What the hell?
No. Tom Cruise in Risky Business, he did not say what the hell. We know it.
Hey, Deb, can you check on the volume of that speaker, please?
It played the intro, remember? And it was way up.
Well.
I'm trying to figure out how to get in here.
I don't know that I can confidently hear people here. Just bear with us, folks. I think we're gonna. I'm gonna call and you're gonna take me, so to speak. Take me now, so I can see if we can. Because I mean, it hasn't been playing anything. It did play the intro, so things are strange. Things are making.
Catherine, very nice speaking with you today, and your daughter. She's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. I am amazing.
Enjoyed chatting with me for the time that we did.
I enjoyed her so much. I am amazing.
Coming up here.
See how low that is?
Yeah, but that was low.
I am.
Right again.
Coming up here.
It's coming out of here. It was vibrating.
Was it? Okay. All right. Then we're going to take calls. Let's rip, but don't have it up super low. You saw what happened. All right, we're going to go first caller, 773 from the Illinois area. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, it's Nancy. Hey.
Oh, here it's doing it again. Who's with us on the line?
Hey, it's Nancy.
Hey.
No.
Yep. It's Nancy.
That sounds like Lisa.
It's 773.
Nancy. Oh, Nancy.
Yep.
Hi, Nancy. We're in the midst of some technical issues here.
It sounds like it.
We're trying to soldier.
Yeah, I think we're doing right. What's cooking?
Tell us.
Nothing these days.
Sorry.
I'm
How
overworked.
Are you doing?
Overworked and underpaid. How are you?
Nothing these days.
Nothing?
I'm overworked.
Oh,
overworked and underpaid. How are you?
Well, I think there's a lot of that virus that you just mentioned going around. It really is. People are in a state of, what would you call it, like lethargy, lack of ambition, and I don't know, maybe it's post-pandemic laws. I don't know, but the thing is, it's going to be spring now, and we're supposed to be
spring has sprung.
Ready to dance around the maypole. Isn't that what you used to say, Jess?
What is that? What is a maypole?
Some
I know what a maple tree is.
But... No, it's not a maypole. It's maypole. P-O-L-E.
I figured that, but I didn't, you know.
Pure energy. I did it without form.
Does Spock have anything to do with it?
No.
Okay.
No, the girls are dancing around the maypole with, like, holding on to a ribbon.
Okay. I think I've kind of seen something like that. I didn't know it had a name. So I guess everything has a name. All right. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's get into a reading.
All right. Well, Nancy, what are we looking at for you?
Hey, I want to know if I'm ever going to be independently wealthy. I just can't take it
Something's
anymore.
Not right. You hear that?
What?
Hey, I want to know if I'm ever going to be independently wealthy. I can't take it anymore.
You know, sometimes those outlandish, bizarre questions turn out to be extremely real for us. So, yeah, let's take a look. You know, people out there are doing it every day. Why not the rest of us, right? We got to do that.
Yep.
We got to get independently wealthy. Okay, so here we go for Nancy.
Cards are going down.
Yeah.
All right, well, the cards go down. I'm going to try something here. Okay, that's the most horrible sounding thing. I guess I'm going to just go bling. I'm going to make a harp sound because our harp sound sounds like somebody, I don't know, like there's a dead body laying on the cords. It goes boop. I haven't figured that out.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. Maybe the sound bite might be corrupt and I would just have to put a new file on there. But because you heard Spock was fine.
Yeah.
Spock was fine. Yeah. Spock was great. What else we got here? What else? Let's do another task here. Well, that didn't do anything.
Yeah!
Oh, Rebel Yell's working great. I copied that over.
Okay.
So I'm going to Rebel Yell tonight when we got to transition to an angel card. We didn't have healing angel cards tonight. But that will be at the end of your free reading with Deborah. That was just I forgot to tell everybody that because my sound bites were circling around the toilet bowl getting ready to go down. All right, there we go.
Now, this is not reflective of any, say, lack of skill or lack of ability on your part. It's just what the cards are saying. They said, if you want to become independently wealthy, you're going to have to marry it. And I think it's just as easy to love a rich man as it is a poor one. You know, remember, they're supposed to be the providers, right? We're the nurturers. We are the nesters.
So I guess you should relinquish your right to vote.
No.
No.
You want to be subhuman.
No.
I can't get into that with you, Jim. It'd be too long of a conversation.
I'm just saying, you don't want to step up and
do
No.
Care.
No.
All right.
Hello. No.
What else you got? CNN
Jim,
or anything
Jim,
else?
Jim.
On, what did she ask? I missed the question because I was busy troubleshooting this electronic.
She's going to have a man in her house.
Is that what she was asking about?
No. She wanted to know how she'd become independently wealthy.
Oh, she's sick of working too hard and not getting paid enough. Yep.
And now you told her she's going to have to marry it.
Ah, well, okay, marry it or, I don't know, play the lottery, maybe? You can't really bank on that, though.
Why don't you... Can't you should be able to do this.
What do I need to do?
I was going to say, give me back my computer. You fire yours up.
Oh, right in the middle of the show with Blog Talk running.
Listen, we're lucky to have it running tonight.
But if we Blog Talk is on.
You should still be able to come on there.
I can't. Blog Talk is on this machine.
Oh.
So we're doing this tonight.
Okay, well, we're going to just get through it.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So you've got a man that's going to be coming to your house. So far, what I see is it's an extremely passionate, fiery relationship.
Yep.
Yeah. And you will you will gain great satisfaction from it. So, boy, I'd like to see that in my car.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Nice. All right. Well, that's the gist of it here.
Yeah.
Yep, so Jim's going to
go. All right, we're going to go. Before we depart, we're going to give you your angel card reading. And tonight's flavor is the healing angel cards. And the subject is an Archangel Uriel.
Mm-hmm.
This is him speaking. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world, the Archangel's world. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter. Heart and mind unite in harmonious balance. That's some deep shit.
That's good.
Yeah. Very
it's
good.
Deep,
I think
deep,
so.
Deep, 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 deep.
I like it.
Well, thank you very, very much. We are going to have to move on. Thank you for holding to be the first caller. I know you've been holding. You had to hold for a while.
Thank you.
We start. It's
very good.
It's like it should be like Friday the 13th the way this started off. This
mm-hmm.
So anyway, well, thank you.
I like it.
It was none of your folks' fault.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to put the show together literally in minutes for the show because it didn't post properly for you. So, all right, let's see who's next on the list.
Hello?
I think we're going up to New York, Deb.
Okay, we can do that.
We're going to area code 917, 917 in New York. You're caller number two. What you got cooking and who is this?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad to get through. And hi, you.
Hi.
How's it going?
Kit Kat.
Who are we speaking to?
Kit Kat.
Hello. Is something?
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad to get through. And how are you?
Is this Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're doing our best here, but we have some audio.
Kit Kat?
Yeah, we've got audio, but we're doing our best.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
It's crazy.
I know, it's amazing.
It's nice
and you've become, like, so popular.
Been running well.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I know you become so popular. I've tried to get you on other calls.
Yeah. Wow.
And they were working wonderfully, and I couldn't get.
Oh, amazing! And you became like so popular.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I
know you become so popular. I've tried to get you on other calls.
Well, they were working wonderfully,
and I couldn't get.
Well, we're sorry you couldn't get in, but we're happy to have you with us right now.
Okay. I'd love to know
what can I do for you?
I'd love to know what you have for me. I also had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I
45-second delay. That's
trying to get a birthday reading. Is it too late for that?
Is
it, you know, anything you have?
I'd love to know what you have for me. I also had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying to get a birthday reading. Is it too late for that? Is it, you know, anything?
No, not at all.
You have?
Not at all. Certainly do it. Just understand there's a 45-minute delay. I mean, second.
About a 45-second delay when we speak. When you hear, it's probably the same thing. You probably say something and you're wondering, what the hell's taking those guys so long to respond? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All
right.
So I'm going to conduct the reading. Jim, do your best to communicate.
I think it might be best that I keep my yap shut with a 45-second delay. I don't think nothing good will come of that. I could talk to the Facebookers. What if I tried talking to Kit Kat while you're doing the reading? 45-second delay. I think the whole universe will explode. I think we will all, that'll be it. Life as we know it will be over. And then what?
Well, then we're just going to have dead air, and that's not very good.
Well, but if we're all dead, does anybody care? If the whole populace, the whole universe is dead.
The air that's good.
If there's nobody there to hear, like the tree falling in the forest there, you know.
Who hears it? God. Maybe God hears it.
Or maybe he doesn't. You go ask him and find out.
All right, this is for Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And this is her birthday.
Is it really?
Slightly delayed.
Well, but it doesn't matter, right? Roundabout birthday reading, that's cool. Well, great.
Right.
Well, happy belated. You said delayed, so it must be belated birthday.
Yes.
I was busy shaking my fist at the electronic stuff to pick up on that. I'm a fist shaker.
Right off the top here, Kit Kat, I am seeing that this is going to be a very important year for you. This is a year filled, honestly, with truth and discernment. These are the words I'm hearing for you. So you're going to find yourself becoming more outspoken than you already are. You're going to find your capacity for, what can we call it, BS? Your capacity for, crap. Is going to be very low. You're going to have very little patience in that respect. And as certain people fall away in your life, there's going to be new ones taking their place. So you have some, I think, some really great new beginnings coming to you. I'm just speaking, letting spirit tell me what words on a birthday reading. And one of them is new beginnings coming to you. Now, while we get wonderful new beginnings, we also get some unwanted setbacks. And I feel one is on the way for you, Kit Kat, unfortunately. It's going to come soon. It's going to come rather quickly. And what I would suggest is that you get ready now, expecting to receive or to feel, like first, receive some less than happy news. Or that you are going to feel like very Boy, these are hard cards to... No, there's no wanted setbacks. Jim just asked a good question.
I just heard you
but
say
But often when we are being propelled toward a wonderful, abundant, you know, blessing-filled future, we're going to have some setbacks on the way to get us ready.
International shout-out to Laura from Canada.
And
with a 45-second delay, I can jump in.
Yeah, to take that leap. I wonder if it's the same on Facebook.
No,
probably not.
There's
okay.
Totally different things here. Different.
So
Facebook's 30 seconds.
I'm 30. Seeing suitors for you, Kit Kat, if you're interested. If you feel inclined, there's men all around you. You look at this, Jim. There is not one female in this layout.
No bitches.
None. No. So I just want you to know that I think you're entering an extremely dynamic period for yourself. If things seem a little bit bleak right now, hang on. Things are going to definitely improve. I'm feeling by June. June is going to bring some big strides for you. Is that funny month? I mean, is that funny?
Oh, June's coming soon.
Yes, it is. And it's bringing, I feel, more money your way, which is always a good thing. And
yes.
New friends, for sure. And that's always kind of like a breath of fresh air to have new friends.
Yeah!
Yeah, there you go, June.
All righty. We are transitioning.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Kit Kat. Before you depart, or not depart,
thank
before
you.
We move on to the next card, because we hang up on nobody, I would like
thank
to you give
so
you
much.
Your healing angel card reading.
Yes.
The subject is positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light.
See, that's good.
Something that previously seemed hopeless
yes.
will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Yes, I love that.
Yes!
Thank you.
Reading.
Thank you so much.
Angel reading was like the frosting on a birthday cake.
Ooh,
I mean.
Nice, yeah. Okay. Everybody likes the frosting. Just kids love frosting. You know. Thank you, Kit Kat. We're not going to wait for her to respond because it'll be 100 years because of the huge delay. We'll just say thank you. I'll put you back on hold. You could
wow.
continue to listen.
Yes,
if
thank
you,
honey.
So
happy birthday.
Thank you.
You.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding. Yeah. I remember, you ever have those, like, those, some of those store-bought, I call them, like, sugar, or the sugar frosting. There's so much sugar in the frosting, it practically crunches. Like a store-bought cake that doesn't kind of a generic cake that kind of, like, everybody can eat. It's not, like, one real flavor. And the frosting, all this colorful frosting is so freaking creamy. It's, like, made with butter and cream and
so
sugar.
It could be buttercream frosting.
But it's just, like, as a kid, kids would just, well, that's all they wanted. Give me the piece of that, you know, all the big giant flowers and all that shit.
Yeah,
as an adult, I'm like,
that sugary stuff.
As an adult, I'm like, damn, I don't want that. That stuff is woof over the top of sugar. I feel like I'm going to start having to go out and try to run a marathon or something like that. I mean, it's pure sugar. Pure sugar. Almost like.
Your own energy. Matter without form.
Ah, gotta love Spock. All right.
I think we may have to hang up on not using this thing. It's messed up, the portal.
Now, there's things you could try. What do
that's
you mean?
What I'm working on it.
Well, there's nothing you can try right now. I'm saying, what's messed up?
Hello, you lovely.
It's stuck.
No, then hit the little back arrow up there. And
up there?
Yeah, that little back arrow and get out of that area. And if it still doesn't do that, and there you go. Start from squitch. All right, well, we're going to move on, Deb.
We got to.
You quit playing with the portal. Remember now, 45-second delay is going to be painful, but Olisa.
And
hello, lovely.
She better not be playing with her portal either.
Hey, just to let you know, well, there's a 45-second delay, so it's going to be a little bit painful. So there'll be some gaps when we talk to each other, but that's
what
the way it's going to be.
You know what? There was a...
How are you?
Yeah, we didn't get you.
Oh, how are you? How are
yeah.
you?
We hope we're doing good. What's new? Catch us up.
Well, there's a lot new, believe it or not.
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
I'm sad to say. We were supposed to have dinner last night. I was going to make it.
Oh,
and
no.
What an adventure. Very tired.
You know what?
Yesterday.
There was a minister that told me, oh, how are you?
thought you ran into somebody.
Oh, wow. It's really a delay, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot new, believe it or not.
Okay,
anyway,
tell us.
Unfortunately, I'm sad to say.
Oh, bad.
We were supposed
okay,
to have
so he,
last night. I was going to make it. And I was very tired yesterday.
Okay. I went for a bike
and?
Ride early in the morning with somebody.
Oh, wow. It's really
I
a delay, isn't
did
it?
Some other
yeah.
stuff.
And
I came
anyway,
home. I was working on the place. And then I called him at 4 next
okay,
door.
So he,
and I said, are we getting dinner together? And he said, I decided to pass on it. He's been home. He was home all day. And I said, well, I wish you had let me know. And he said, well, I didn't hear anything from you.
I went for a bike ride early in the morning with somebody. And then I did some other stuff. And I came home. I was working on the place. And
I called him.
I called him
at
4.
This is very.
And I said, are we getting dinner together? And he said,
because he canceled dinner. And he said, well, I love you. And I'm going back to watch the news. And then he hung up the phone. And then I saw him just now as I drove up because I've been trying to just do my own thing today. I mean, I was spinning last night when he said all that to me on the phone, where he said, "I don't want to banter with you," because before I had called him a motherfucker, you know, for doing something similar. And so he just said, "I'm hungry, my." Blood sugar was low. I didn't hear from you. And I said, but we usually talk to each other about this. I mean, he was right about us maybe touching base earlier on the dinner. And I was trying to explain my day to him. And then he, you know, I called him back and said, I just said, you know, you have no social skills. And he said, I'm going back to watch the news. I love you. And he hung up. And like I said, I just saw him. You know, I just saw him because I've been out at Farmer's Market. I'm going to dinner at a friend's tonight. What do the cards? When I saw him right now, he came up to the window and he was waving at me and knocking at the window.
You know, I called
what
him
do
back
the cards
said,
say?
I'm
upset. I'm curious with him.
I said, I'm going back to watch the news. I love you. And he hung up. And like I said, I just saw him. You know, I just saw him because I've been out at Farmer's Market. I'm going to dinner at a friend's tonight. There's a card. When I saw him right now, he came up to the window and he was waving at me and knocking at the window.
Yeah.
What do the cards say?
Okay, Lisa, first of all.
I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm curious with him.
But I want to ask you, did she cancel dinner with you because, to punish you? Or what was his
you
reason
know, I,
for that?
I get the feeling,
yeah.
because he said it twice. He said, I didn't hear anything from you. And I was here working. I was trying to explain to him. I'm walking. I'm sleepwalking
tonight.
Most of the time because of all the stuff I have on my platter, on my plate to do. And I knew he was home. I knew he was home. What he wanted me to do is he wanted me to check in with him sooner. Is what he wanted me to do. And I don't know. And I told him last night, I said, you know, I'm very disappointed. He said, well, get undisappointed. I'm so hurt. And I'm looking at rentals this morning. I'm so hurt with him. And he came up to the window just now and he was waving at me and smiling, but I'm so, I don't know. I thought that was pretty unreasonable. This is a big delay. How funny. So funny.
Lisa, I know. And I feel really bad for you. And you know what? What you're cycling with this guy. It's like the same scene in a movie played over and
Groundhog
over.
Day.
Yeah.
Groundhog.
Well, I'll tell you what's in the cards is what's in the cards is you are really seeing who he really is. And imagine in a long term, God forbid you marry him. I mean, this is what your life would be. If he can't control you the way he wants to, you're going to get punished. And you'll get things like the silent treatment or, you know, and that's coming from your cards. And I'm really glad that you are looking at the option of moving. I don't see that this is healthy for you.
Somebody that makes you cry often, and it's often. I mean, it's not every day, but if they make you cry often, that's not right.
It's not. And your cards are showing that your life will take a big shift to the good, definitely to the good, once the two of you have put distance between you. And I know you're going to miss the good times. You miss the man that he was. You miss the man that he was. But the thing is, now he's showing you who he really is. And I was married to someone like this to the point that I almost thought life wasn't worth living. And so what I feel here, this is what's bubbling up in me. This guy has some sort of bipolar issue, and you're getting the brunt of it. I also feel he's got narcissistic tendencies. You and he are sharing a trauma bond, which is not good. I also feel that he really gets off on controlling you, and you have jumped like a puppet, right? At times where you have jumped. And you know what? You shouldn't have to jump through hoops for anybody.
And when you don't, he gets pissed off.
Yeah.
So, you know, she doesn't always do it. When she doesn't, it creates turmoil.
Yeah. So,
I didn't see it coming.
If you continue with this, what I'm seeing for you, honey, you're going to end up in a therapy. Big time. So I wish I could tell you something better. See, he even buffaloes me with my cards. That he has the ability to have me, you know, I get a skewed opinion of him from these cards.
I didn't see it coming, and I just... Do you see other people in the cards? Now, how long I should wait to hear you? I'm not hearing anything. Do you see anyone else? I saw a girlfriend yesterday that said she's going to invite me tomorrow for coffee where there are a lot of people and, you know, men and women there. At the coffee group, maybe there's someone there that I'll meet. Not that I need a man. I don't need a man. I mean, it's okay. I don't hate men or anything like that.
I really wish that.
Hang on, Lisa. Well, because
do you,
we're here. You're here. Hang on. She said, repeat that. Repeat that about the guy.
I saw a girlfriend yesterday
that
she's going to invite me tomorrow for coffee where there are a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, men and women there at the coffee group. Maybe there's someone there that I'll meet.
I wonder how much she
meant. Not that I need a man. I don't need a man. I mean, it's okay. I don't hate men or anything like that.
Well, Jim said, I really wish that dude would come along. And while we had you on mute.
That dude would come along.
You got something. Yeah, we don't want to hear ourselves. Go ahead. But keep talking about that guy.
I wanted you to know, he's right here. That man is right here, but he's not in your life yet. The thing is, sure, it'd be great if he came along. He could rescue you like a damsel in distress. Climb up the, you know, the castle keep where all the people are and just, whisk you away.
The keep.
But the thing is, you got to save yourself first. from all of this. And then it will be his time. In the meantime, you've got a lot of new friends coming your way.
So there's friends, and there's a dude that's more than a friend. There's things coming.
Yeah. And moving is going to open up an entirely new landscape for you.
So you see the move. I think that, okay, so you see the move.
Your work is going to pick up where I see that by in July, there's going to be, I forgot the word, an acceleration in terms of your work.
You said July. I guess technically halfway through the year would be, what, the end of June? The end of July is halfway through summer-ish, right? So, yeah, whatever you want to look at that.
So, yeah, things are going to look good for you.
Are there women in the
very good
too?
Yeah! All right, with our 45-second delay, I'm going to give her the Healing Angel card. The subject is truth. Hope she's listening. The best way through the current situation is just to speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel. But I think it should be they shouldn't be hurt. If they are hurt, they're choosing to make themselves be hurt. Because if you just say the truth, it's not supposed to hurt.
Can it be women?
Yeah. Definitely.
Are there women in the room?
Oh, no. Room? You mean for him?
Well, just don't ask and wait for a response. Just tell her what you see for
you mean for him?
Ask the question.
I can't help it. I need
to tell her. What do you see? Do you see women for him?
No, I see women for her.
Then you could have just said that without asking. With a 45-second delay, you got to pretend like you're...
It's a good thing you don't charge much for coaching.
I'm just saying.
This is so funny.
Yeah, we've got a 500-second delay. How about if I ask, how are you doing, over? And we just sit.
God, I feel like we should get a pigeon and just...
That's what I'm saying. You could, and without knowing the answer, give both.
Is she on?
Yeah, she's on. She's on, but it's a long time. So you don't see women in the picture and around him.
Yeah, for him.
Right. See that, how late that was? She responded to your question. You don't see that. You just see women friends for her coming, ones that she has new acquaintances.
Very
right?
Nice friends for you.
Change of latitude, changes in attitude type.
That
what?
Kind of thing. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Lisa, somebody we haven't talked about this woman for a long time. Okay, the mother of your grandchildren.
So funny.
Just ignore her.
The mother of your...
Remember, she's hearing everything really delayed. That's why she's laughing or arguing.
I need a drink.
Have a cocktail. It's always good to have a tail of the cock. My God, cocktail does everybody good. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Lisa. The mother of your grandchildren, is this an ex-daughter-in-law?
Oh, no, we wait.
No, we're not. My son was, whose dad is not married to her. He was not married.
Important
but he
information
is the father.
Is
in the southern sky.
He's the father
what
of
is?
The baby.
The moon is in the southern sky, and Jupiter is lined with Mars, right? The southern stars.
He's the father of my grandson.
It's the age of fucking Aquarius. That's all I know. All right. Well, all the other bullshit lyrics up to it. Who gives a shit? That was in the 60s, wasn't it? Late 60s, early 70s. All right. Yeah, stand by.
Lisa, come on in.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Just asked or something like that. I was sitting here 45 seconds.
Yeah. She's the mother of my grandson.
He was not married, but he is the father.
You have a... Okay.
He's the father of the baby.
This woman, this girl is looking in your cards to be wanting some money from you.
He's the father of my grandson.
Okay. This girl is going to want money from you. And she's got a real hard luck story to tell. But I would advise that you do not. You're never going to see it.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God. Ignore that, Deb.
Yeah.
Yes, we hear
you.
Yeah. I can't believe you just responded to that.
Thank you for the warning on the money.
Don't give her any money. She's going to want money. She's got a real heart-tugging story to tell you. But I don't believe her. And you will never see that money back. And it looks like it's a pretty, sizable sum. So don't give it to her.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Don't dish out money to anybody. Unless it's me. But other than that, everything is just...
Yeah!
All right. She'll hear this in about 15,000 years from now. But here we go. Here is her Healing Angel card reading. Subject. That's a good one for
you. Thank you for the warning.
Okay.
Yep. Subject is healing. I, the angel of healing, am with you right now. Feel my presence and my unwavering love for you. I have loved you before the dawn of time, and I will love you for all of eternity.
Lisa?
So she's got a healing angel on her side. There was no, absolutely no name for that one.
Lisa?
Yes.
There.
Oh, my God. Are you going to say Lisa yes. and wait for a response, and you know it's a one-minute delay?
I wasn't aware that you had lost a son.
What?
As for if that's what I don't know. Did you hear that?
Who take that in?
What? What did it say?
I lost my son.
Good Lord, I didn't.
Oh yeah, I did. Wow, you know what? It's been one of those. You know what, Lisa? We're gonna say thank you for being a trooper with us. I think
thank
we should do a song.
Yeah, try us again tomorrow.
And we're gonna use a different machine. I
yeah.
think this machine has a lot of. I think you have a lot of safety walls up and stuff, so there's a delay.
It's my psychic barriers.
Then your psychic barriers would fuck my machine up too.
But now they're having intercourse, so you better.
Oh, it's a woman on top.
Yes.
Yeah, woman on top. Oh, yeah, baby. Ride that cowboy.
Yeehaw. All right, we're going to go.
I lost my son 7 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lisa.
Okay.
Sorry, and let me know. I mean, please know my heart goes out to you. I just couldn't.
Audio.
Okay.
We have to stop
thank
speaking.
You guys.
Lisa, we're going to put on a Sunday show.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to iron out all these problems with the machines. Okay? So please, call us again tomorrow night. Tomorrow. Daytime.
For her, daytime, night for us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Take care.
Yes, thank you very much, and we're not going to wait for the response, but we're not hanging up. We just put when we're done with the call, and look at almost everybody stayed with us after the reading. We put you on back on mute hold, babe, whatever you want to call
it. All of you are so wonderful.
So you can continue to listen to the show, because that is very important.
Now, is the show that they're listening to running slow also, you know?
The blog talkers are hearing. It's an audio show, right?
Yeah.
So their talking is not delayed, from what I can tell. But they don't hear us for almost a full minute. That's why they respond all over the blue. They answer a question. That's why I was like, hey, Lisa, is it black or white? And I was like, no, don't ask a yes or no question. Now we have to wait a minute to hear it. Don't do that.
Well,
don't.
I'm surprised I never saw that in her cards about her.
Well, you know, back when we get some real able, honest-to-God life communication, maybe we didn't get that right with that stupid one-minute delay.
Yeah.
Maybe we missed something there. But
that's worth pursuing. No, she said it was 7 years ago.
Then we should find more out about that, because that's pretty significant, isn't it?
It is.
All right. I'm opening the floor. Rachel said she asked me not to explode. No, I'm going to try not to, Rachel. Yes.
It's not pretty. You don't want to see it.
It's not like that. If anything, I want to, like, freaking, I don't know what. What do I want to do? I usually like this. I'm a big fan. Well, if I'm working on my car, I used to like to throw tools.
And scream cuss word.
Oh, it's usually verbal. I learned that when you throw tools, then you got to go find them. And if you've spent, like, 30 seconds wiggling your way underneath the car and you toss a tool, now you got to wiggle your freaking ass out and go get it. So it's better just to say, fricking, 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 ba-bam. I opened the first Facebook. I opened it. Jasmine. That's our Jasmine.
Hello, my dear.
Hello. You guys taking Facebooker?
Yes, I announced it, and you did so. So thank you very much,
thank
Jasmine.
Thank you. We're glad to hear from you.
And this is live one-on-one, no 5,000-year delay.
Yeah. So how are you?
Well, listening to.
Oh, my. You don't know how rough it is for her.
How are you? Are you doing well?
Doing well.
Well, tell us.
Catch us up.
Oh, well, just moved into a new place, so trying to get adjusted to all of that. And I just thought finally having a time to you know, check in with
everybody. Yeah. Last time we spoke was quite some time ago, and there were problems, issues with your husband, who was away at work, right? I mean, he works at a distance.
Yes, he works at a distance. You know, he's supposed to be moving back in August, but, you know,
it's been a long time.
Not much has changed too much. You know, we're still at a distance, and, it's, you know, I can't be there and he can't be here.
I remember who this is. That's been a long
time. Yeah, it's been quite some time, hon, since we've heard from you. So tell us, what can I look in the cards for you?
International shout out to Suzanne from Scotland.
Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne.
Oh. It's nice when we don't have a 436-year delay. That's great. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
So tell us, what would be your...
I'm going to start drinking right now.
I guess just anything coming up, you know, just, I guess, any general. I don't have, like, I would normally ask about him, but, like, that's something in my mind. I'm like, I can't, it's not tangible because he's not here. I can't.
Really, okay. Much about that. But just anything as far as a general,
what to look out for, something like that.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't like this font size, but I'm sure you.
All right.
I almost don't know what to do because we're talking to somebody that can hear us pretty much instantly.
Yeah.
It's weird that I can talk to somebody live. Our Facebook thing, it's about a 20-second delay, but that's every single show, and we know that. It's not a big deal. I mean, the typing in the show and stuff, that's just is what it is. But I have a feeling, I think this machine's got a lot of some stuff, firewalls and stuff up that's slowing everything down. It's trying to keep you safe.
I'll take it back tomorrow.
It's trying to keep you safe.
So. All right, let's see what we got for you.
I hate to get mad at the machine.
Miss Jasmine.
Jasmine Mon.
Having settled down with his family.
We haven't.
We're all that stuff now.
You know, that has really bothered me since, you know, you told us all about that. It's wrong. You know, I'm ashamed for them, and I just got to let you know because I remember what their big issue was, and it's wrong. And they should be embracing those beautiful children of yours.
People that are wrong don't feel embarrassed. They think they're righteous.
And those ones do.
Yeah, they think that. That's why they're standing the ground and being assholes. They think that's the right thing to do, which how on earth could it ever be the right thing
to do? It had to do with, like, color.
Yeah,
ridiculous in this day and age.
Well, in any day, but especially this day, right?
So let me ask you, Jasmine, are you going to have any more children?
Any more papooses?
That I planned on.
Oh, Deb, what do you see?
Well, I'm seeing a bambino here.
Oh, no, la papoose is on the horizon.
So if he's coming home in August.
Mm-hmm.
What now, April, May?
It's not that far away.
No, it's not.
Summer is upon us. It's accelerating.
This pregnancy I see is not very far away either.
Not a coincidence here, is it?
It's at least one girl, if not two.
What?
Twins. How many do you have now? Isn't it four?
No, I just have two, a boy and a girl.
Oh, I thought she had four. Oh, so I'm thinking.
2 plus 2 does equal 4.
Yes, I'm thinking my intuition is kicking in here.
That's like a lottery shot, though, if you predict twins. That's huge. That's hard to predict twins, isn't it? I'm not discounting your cards. I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's huge. I mean, that is huge. It's one thing just to predict a pregnancy, which you do pretty good.
But you know, and I got to tell you.
We might got two girls up there pregnant at the same time. I don't know. I'm not up there.
Yeah, this fucking phones are blowing up.
No, I don't think so, hon. I really don't. I think they're going to be yours. And he's here. I see him. He is, I see him as frustrated. He's realizing that his place is at home. But he's making really good money. You know, so that's hard.
Because he, remember I told you guys, I found out that he does live with that girl.
Yeah.
So, up there. So who knows? We do talk every now and then, but as time went on from that last experience of him coming down and wanting to bring her as a friend, things really haven't been the same. So.
Well, I think that you two getting back together in the same house is going to make a big difference. You know,
yeah.
One thing I've always seen, Jasmine, this man that you're married to is at least sharp enough to know that he will seriously regret if he ever loses you.
I believe it.
And he
He
will have to take make a choice between you and his family with the way they're acting. You know, if his family loved him, I don't care if he brought you home and you had purple polka dots all over you because he loved you, that should make them, you know, love you too. So, and your children, I'd like to say that they're missing out, but realistically, are they missing out on people that are, you know,
that in their eyes only will love half of them.
Yeah.
They're missing out on if they were nice people. But they're not missing out on being exposed to assholes.
That's a good way to put it.
If they were normal people that were acting normally, normal family members, they would be missing out from being away from
and
them.
And they don't need to be mistreated in their faith.
If these people are being jackwads, then they don't need to be exposed to jackwadness.
I remember you sent me a picture of you and the kids and your husband. They're a beautiful little family. They really are. So now, something for you to bear in mind. You've got some guy here who is attracted to you. So he's not going to make any moves. He's enjoying you from afar. So I don't think that you're encouraging him. If you did, it wouldn't take him long.
Is he trying to figure her out?
He knows she's married.
Oh, but is he still trying to just watch and figure out if has any hope someday of...
He just feels really...
I'm just curious. I'm asking
physically
questions.
Attractive.
Yeah, I don't have cards, so...
Yeah. But, you know, you guys don't need to jump everybody. You might look at a woman from afar, you know.
Well, laws prevent that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are laws prevent that.
Yeah. So your cards look really pretty good, hon. Really good. And how old is your son?
He's 12.
Keep an eye on Jasmine, keep an eye on him. All right? He is internalizing a lot. And I don't like the way the cards are laying about him. Just give him lots of love. Let him know he can tell you anything. You know, I raised 5 boys, and I realized the best thing I could do is keep the lines of communication open. And, of course, there was a lot of stuff that went on behind my back that I didn't find out until much later, but at least it was nonsense. But
it was normal stuff. It wasn't, it wasn't like triple murder.
I worry about your son looking at him here. And if he gives you any indication that he isn't, you've noticed he's suffering depression, maybe he's having some issues at school with some kids.
Well, plus it's that age.
Yeah, it's that age.
They did transformation where they can be angry and emotional.
Get him somebody to talk to.
Okay.
All right, so watch over him. And usually just knowing this can alleviate a situation. So, yeah. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good. Yeah, I think you're going to be expecting again.
Yeehaw! And that's,
yeah.
It's funny that I said yeehaw on that, what you just said, but we'll figure it out. Well, tomorrow will be a better show.
All right,
but for Jasmine, the subject of her Healing Angel card reading is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity. A magical healing has just taken place, a gift from your guardian angel.
Oh, I like that.
It's almost like a little bit of a meditation card.
And you, honey, you have such a great outlook on life. And you're so strong, raising your children, being so far away. You're in Texas, aren't you?
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, where in Texas, if I can ask?
Big state?
The DFW area.
Where's that?
What'd you say?
Like Dallas, the DFW?
Yeah.
Dallas-Fort Worth. Yep.
I went to Texas last July, and it was like 109 during the day and stuff, and all that dust that's in the air. I honor all of you that can live out there.
It's a big state.
Oh, my God.
It's such a big state. You could find little pretty good climate variations on different parts of the state.
And air conditioning is like, it felt like oxygen walking into like a mall. Oh, it was great.
Love is like.
You are a darling, Jasmine. I've thought of you often over the months. So happy to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yaman.
Thank
you
be
so much.
Stranger, honey. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, she rolled in not too long ago.
Aww.
She asked, too.
What a little.
Asked any shower scene. She was just curious. Are you guys doing Facebook?
Aww.
And I was like, you know what? We need to do one. Good timing. And bada bing, bada bang. And you know what? We should do another Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Or
so, right now?
Facebook now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I just did. I did something horrible because I don't even know how to undo that.
Go backwards? You've got...
Okay. You know, when you go on somebody else's computer,
yeah,
your finger just drifts a little bit. Somehow I hit a key combination that was going to turn the browser incognito. I'm like, I've heard of that, but I'm like, what the fuck?
Doesn't that mean nobody can see you?
I think if nobody can see you or maybe it doesn't show up in your gift, I don't know what the hell it means, but I sure as hell didn't want that to happen. But thank God I'm just going to hit an X. All right, folks, Facebook now. I know Laura showed up. We still have Suzanne from Scotland here.
Laura who?
Laura Grant from Canada. I gave her
an
international
right.
shout-out. Do you not remember?
Well, I'm a little short-term today.
I think it was during one of those real calls where we had that 45-second delay, so we were all on the border. We were like, insanity.
My thing is not staying in.
Really? Well, I got a thing, too. Sometimes it stays in, sometimes it doesn't, you know. We're doing great, Suzanne from Scotland. We're going to take the first. We would prefer the messenger video audio. And we got it. So now
all right, Laura. Hello.
Hello,
hi.
Laura.
How are you doing?
All right. How are you?
Well, we're getting through it.
We are the United States Marines. We adapt, overcome, and improvise.
Ooh, rah. Yeah.
With all the shit.
Well, we're having trouble with Blog Talk. Something
the
horrible.
Last 2 days of electronic shit. What it is.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Considering people with real problems, we sound like whiner babies. So go ahead, Sarah.
What can we do for you?
Remember, I forget what you called it, but last week I think it was, we did it, if we would have married in the past.
Yeah.
Butterfly effect.
We got to go back to that.
We were going to do that, and we hadn't. Shame on us.
We can do it tonight.
She wants to do it tonight.
Can we do it?
Yeah, what would you like
to
know?
Of course, you may do so.
Okay, when I was... I don't know, I think I was 19 or 20.
Okay.
I was dating a guy named Sulla.
Okay.
Excuse me, what was his name?
Sulla. Hello?
Sulla.
Oh.
Was that short for something?
Hey, Jim? Yes, Jim. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story.
All right.
His name was Salahuddin Abdul Query.
Gotcha. Now we're good. All right.
Is he Arabian or what?
He was from Libya. He was over here being a student.
Makes sense now.
Taking chemical engineering.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
He ended up murdering his best friend, stabbed him to death.
Oh, my God.
Because he owed him money. And then he went, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he went prison.
Prison.
And then I met him after, for murdering his friend.
Mm-hmm. Murder's a bad thing.
Okay. And then you met him?
Then I met him. And then I met him.
All right. And you'd like to know? There you are.
She made the big switch.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. We were somehow you switched the video.
I don't know what happened.
All right. You switched the video. We were on audio, but it is what it is.
Okay, so he was not a nice man.
No.
Physically abusive. Anyways, it came time where the government, 2 years after he was out of prison, decided that they were going to deport him. So we went to court. And they decided to give him a departure notice, which meant that he could come back to Canada in, I think it was 10 years. But I was going to go with him.
Oh, boy. To Libya.
Yeah.
Can't fucking with shit.
What happened?
My mom talked me out of it.
So you want to know what would have happened? Yeah.
Wow, I don't have cards.
Interesting.
I don't have cards, but I think your mom could have saved your life without cards.
Did
we'll
women have much for rights over there at that time?
No.
Yeah. That's...
No.
And she's rolling in as a white North American woman. And she'd be rolling over there as a white North American woman, so that probably wouldn't fare well in a lot of eyes. Remember, now that was... What
do you
year
remember
was,
when the states bombed Libya?
Oh, I was about to say, that was back in the Reagan days, wasn't it?
That's when I was dating him, and him and a bunch of his friends pulled up in front to pick me up, and that came on the news, and I had to tell them, and they all came running in.
Yeah. That was Gaddafi was being a jack shit asshole. So Reagan said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kill you in your castle. His little palace, and he just wasn't there, but his kid was. And then Gaddafi said, you know what? I don't think I'll fuck with the United States anymore. I was in the Navy, and we went down there. I was on the USS Roosevelt when that right before it happened. And we went, and Gaddafi said, if you cross this is a line of death. So, of course, every single American ship went across that line of death.
Said,
come on, buddy. So I got a little patch on one of my cruise jackets.
Right.
I crossed the line of death. So I do remember when that happened, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Didn't that kill a bunch of Marines?
No.
Oh, I thought that.
No. You're thinking of Beirut way before that.
All right.
This is when Gaddafi was being a prick.
Mm-hmm.
And finally Reagan said, you know what? Kill the bastard in his palace. And then, he didn't happen to be there, though. But his kid was. But still, he got the picture and started mellowing out after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was some very, very – there were some lot of tense times back in those days. But go ahead.
You are correct. He was a very bad man. Very bad man.
I'll probably save your life, I'm guessing, without the cards.
If you would have gone and had children with him, I feel that this is bad.
Yeah.
He would have sold her because you would come at such a high. He would have sold you. And you would have become a baby maker.
But he might have been under some kind of religious pressure.
Wait. What?
One night he took me to a bar. Oh, my God. One night he took me to a bar, but it wasn't a regular bar. It was all I can remember is we had to take the back stairs. And him and this black guy were talking. And I was like, you know, I couldn't hear what they were saying, so I moved closer. He was that guy was trying to give him money for me. And he was actually bargaining.
Jackwad.
Boy, you would be dead now, by the way.
I figured that.
I see that you would be dead now.
I figured mom saved your life is what I was guessing.
Yeah, your mother saved your life, and you would have taken so many beatings. But see, the fact is you are a white, you know, woman from the
everything they hate.
Americas.
Everything Libya hated back then. They might still, but back then, and they would have, even though she's from Canada, they would have said, they would have said it was all the same back then.
But, yeah, he would have sold you.
Bastards.
Isn't
they
it
suck.
Ridiculous when we look at back at the stupid things we did when we were young?
Because we know everything. And we know everything, and we're never going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's what would have happened. Your mother saved your life. And you, hearing that news, I think it kind of sealed the deal for you, too.
Oh, You made my stomach go like a roller coaster when you said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, are you a lucky lady. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
wow.
Indeed. Well, yes.
All right.
But that's the butterfly effect.
Effect, yeah.
That is the version of her that she doesn't want to have to go back. The what if, she's not regretting making those decisions. She's just curious what would happen. Some people have asked you because they were wondering, well, maybe what would it, you know. She's like, no, I'm glad I didn't, but she was just curious. Yeah.
That's cool.
I like that kind of question of the butterfly.
It was shocking to me. I mean, I've seen bad things in the cards for people or about people before. The girl, I can't remember her name. Maybe you do, Jim.
What girl?
The girl that was in the army, cute little thing. She got sent over, like, with the first wave. They captured her in the desert.
Oh, that was Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name, though.
She got picked up, and, yeah.
By the bad guys, and we never heard anything more. So I did my cards when my...
They negotiated her release.
No, they didn't. That's not the one.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about then.
The Fedahinda guys, the bad guys, captured her, took her to some, this is what we heard in the news.
Well, this wasn't going to be Desert Storm. This must be later.
I don't remember any of the exact details, but they took turns raping her in this place every which way. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And my husband, who's gone now, but he said, "What's the card deb on that, Daryl?"
Oh, that wasn't Desert Storm.
I can't remember.
I was in Desert Storm. There wasn't even a flick in your brain then. Okay, that was good Lord Jesus. You're like 15 years. Well, not so. You're about 10, 12 years off on that.
Okay, but what I saw is in the cards, they took this girl, and maybe somebody will remember her name. She's from West Virginia. Can't remember it. They took her to a hospital in Baghdad. And these bad guys wanted the doctors to amputate her legs, okay? And they wanted the doctor to do that because they planned to prop her up in Baghdad and make her into like a nickel hooker whore where... The men would throw like nickels or pennies at her, and they would give it to America through this little girl, this little soldier. But I said, Daryl, this is like a movie.
Was this a news story or?
It hadn't come out yet.
Or did somebody eating mushrooms and licking frogs?
No. And what happened is then I said, there's an Iraqi man who isn't going to like what they're doing with this girl. And he is going to walk all the way to our troops. This was in the cards. And I said, he's going to tell them what's going on. And they're going to come flying in with these helicopters. They're going to storm that hospital and they're going to whisk her away. Mm-hmm. And it was 3 days later, there was a breaking news. Sometimes I've read the cards that has given me such chills. I've thought of quitting. And that happened.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Did they cut her legs off?
No. But she wasn't.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, she heard what was going to happen. He just worked at the hospital, maybe as a janitor. Anyway, I guess we gave him asylum because they were going to hunt him down and kill him like a dog, you know, for telling.
They're vicious people. Those men can be very vicious towards women.
Yep, and everything, and then there was a black girl that got kidnapped, and I did the cards again, and this was like a week later or so, and I said, these guys want nothing to do with her because she's black, you know, so she got treated by, I mean, she was like watched and fed and stuff by women, but the men, they weren't touching that, so it didn't happen to her, and she ended up getting rescued. So,
wow.
So there's no doubt in my mind this would have happened to you. And just
thank God for my mom.
Then your son wouldn't be here, right?
No.
Well, now that's the butterfly effect part.
When you heard those two men negotiating on a price for you. What did you think?
Well, Deb?
Yeah.
The guy before him is even worse. I'll save that for another show.
Yes, for the Laura show. We've got the Lisa show and the Laura show.
Two different paths.
Boy, no kidding.
Yeah.
It was bad. It was really bad. I almost didn't live through that one.
Another foreign guy?
Nope.
No.
They're not all, no.
No, but sometimes women have a pattern that they go with foreign men.
But abusers and bad guys, they're everywhere.
I was raped when I was 14 by my brother-in-law. And when that happened, it messed me right up. And just I only attracted psychos.
You could write a book.
I know.
I hope you feel healed of a lot of this.
I am.
Then she's probably very, very grateful having lived through all that.
Yes.
You're not grateful for what
happened.
You're not grateful for what happened, but you're grateful for surviving.
Absolutely.
Obviously, nobody should have to suffer that stuff, but if you did and you made it through, because a lot of people don't make it through that. That part is the shit that went on is not a blessing. The surviving is a blessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have to tell her that. I'm just Jack Watt.
Wow.
Right
thank
now, drinking my dark rum right now. That's all I'm doing.
And, you know, it now resonates so much with me after reading your cards on that and then you telling me the rest of the story.
Oh, that was, was that dude's name Steve Harvey, too?
Was his name Steve Harvey?
It was something Harvey, right?
And
now you know the rest of the story. He was on AM radio back in the 70s.
Paul Harvey. Yeah.
It was interesting shit. It was really good. He told it well. Then he'd go, and you know the rest of the story. Because he would tell you about somebody famous and the shit they went through, but you wouldn't know who it was. And all of a sudden he'd go, and that was this person. And you know the rest of the story. It was cool
shit,
Paul Harvey. There you go. Thank you for remembering that.
Thank you, Laura. For doing that. If
any
of you want one of those butterfly effect readings, just let us know.
Yeah.
And thank God you're still with us.
And I like her angle of it.
Yeah.
She wanted it not because she was curious and hopeful that something could have. She knew that she was glad she didn't do it and wanted confirmation that she chose wisely.
Wow. See,
she did.
Yeah.
These things amaze me, too.
I don't know.
All right,
people, phone in.
All right. All right, honey.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. You want to do Facebook again? Again,
no.
I think the phone, we left the Blog Talk folks.
Tell them we can't.
We're leaving you. Or right now, we've realized that this one-minute delay thing, it is the most horrible thing ever. We could take another Facebook call, but we can't do any more Blog Talk calls. We'll let you listen, folks. We're going to try again tomorrow, and we're going to do different electronics setups. And I think we know it's this machine. I think because it comes with a lot of protective bells and whistles, it's delaying data transfer. It's good for you because she clicks every link she sees, but
especially the porn ones, right?
No, she sees, hey, look, there's a Facebook link. They're selling these little butterfly things that drop thousands of dollars. I should buy those. Like, what are you, you don't have like a single goddamn ad on Facebook ever on this planet, ever. Ever. But anyway, Facebookers, plus we're getting close to where we plan on wrapping up anyway. We shall take another Facebook reading. Oh, Rachel, whoa, Rachel, well. If you got to go, you got to go. She's like getting the land down under. So it's a different time of day.
Sunday there now.
We are not departing. We will take another Facebooker. I think 8:30s are pretty much hard end time at this point. Sorry, Blog Talkers. That one-minute delay, you would not enjoy it. You would act. We are doing you a favor by not taking your call. It's so painful.
Felt bad for Lisa.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. It was so painful.
You know, like what Laura was saying. You know, those out there like Lisa and others, when you finally get out of that situation and you look back, you wonder, what in the world was I thinking?
Don't, especially at our age, we have we could write a list of like 50 things. What the hell was I thinking of? Easily 50 things that we've done over the course of our years. Easily.
Just imagine if you could get a do-over. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's the butterfly effect, though, right?
Yeah.
Because remember, I haven't seen it for a while. I think we recorded it. Pointed to the TV and it was not on. I think we recorded it. People were like, what the fuck's he pointing to? And if I remember, I watched it once. And it was really bizarre to me, but I liked the big picture concept. He's like, I got to go back and straighten shit out because this chick and blah, blah. And it's like, every time he straightened shit out, he got into like horrible situations. So it's like, yeah, you probably just got to go with the light where the path that you have chosen. Maybe you made some bad decisions on the way, but maybe you were meant to make what you thought were bad decisions to get you on the right path. Isn't that big?
Maybe.
We talked, we talked about this at work too. It was funny. Just literally Friday, it's like, who was this guy like Confucius and all these philosophers back in the day? That's all they did was sit around and just think about shit. What was their job? They didn't go out there and work the field. They said, I'm busy contemplating life. I can't go out there and toil and fight wars. I'm Confucius. I'm busy. Why didn't he have a job? Why did he have a purpose for the community? He didn't help the community at all.
Yeah.
I'm busy thinking about life. Sorry. But Confucius, we need somebody working the farms. Oh, no. I'm busy.
I don't think Buddha worked either.
None of them did. And who was it? Aristotle and all those other ones too. Socrates. It's like, obviously most of them came from rich, wealthy families, which is why they had time to start.
Yeah, they did.
And think and smoke things they didn't know what they were smoking or taking back then. Wasn't the big thing the opium things way back in the day out in the Far East, they called it? All right, let's see what we got. Anybody? Butterfly reading is what if I would have taken this path before instead of this one, what would have happened? Yeah, somebody was asking, what does that mean? Butterfly reading.
This thing don't. It's probably time for a new generation.
It's a portal, dude. It's really not made to. It's not made to be a computer. It's not made to be a tablet, which you bought and still have in a box. It's made to be just a basic communications device.
Yeah.
She bought a new brand. She got a phone. Hey, would you like a tablet? Yeah, $20 a month, and you can have internet service. That'd be great. Tablet hasn't come out of the box yet. Just like the last time she bought a tablet, yeah, she used it like times a year.
So this must be the Jim Comedy Hour.
Nobody likes the voice of reason. I was like, we've got...
It was free.
It wasn't... The $20 a month ain't freaking free, Deb.
Yeah, I've got to look at that. Figure it out.
Well, Suzanne.
Well, I figured she'd want
to. Type. Because I know she doesn't... we prefer that you would messenger us, but I don't think that's your style, and it is what it is. Then give us some type. Type your question.
Yeah.
Laura says, I want a laptop. Well, that's all we have here right now.
They're pretty reasonably priced. You ought to get one when your money comes in.
Yeah. If you're not into doing some crazy-ass shit.
Games.
Games is a big one. Or if you're really... A lot of people use them for a media center. They don't even have a TV. They'll, have their laptop, and it'll be hooked up to a big, giant, big screen, and it's doing all the bell-winning of their movies and Netflix. If it's not doing all that, if you really just want to type through your emails and look at some cool stuff and watch some little videos on the internet, you don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't.
$500, maybe.
$500 will do you fine. Yep.
Is she typing?
I don't know. It doesn't tell you when they... You know what's funny? Is we have this, because at work, it's got to be secure. So we use some kind of a chat thing called Jabber, I think it is.
For work?
And actually, remember when AOL Instant Messenger would show you that the person is typing?
Mm-hmm.
That does that. And then all of a sudden it stops, which means they're probably backspacing.
Yeah.
where they're thinking, maybe I shouldn't send that. So it's funny. But my big picture is this doesn't. I forgot to give an international shout out to Jay.
Oh, Jay.
Yes. And you can get these, right? You can get used ones, too.
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely. And Laura says when she gets her settlement, she may get one. Laura, yeah. And if you are going to do crazy ass gaming and play like five different computer screen video card things, you don't have to spend a lot of money on that.
I think mine was a 5.25.
Five-ish.
Yeah.
Yep. It's an Acer, too. It's not like some Joel Shablotnik freaking brand we never heard of. It's an Acer. Acer's a big name. You know, they've been in the computer business for way back when. So she says, Suzanne from Scotland says, I like watching you lies and you cheer me up. She likes that.
Aww. No question.
Hey, Jay, you know what? If you don't have a question, how's it going? I remember we talked about a lot of job stuff you had going on.
Yeah.
You can just type it here if you don't want to call in or if you don't want to. Don't call in a Blog Talk. Blog Talk is acting up so bad. That's why I'm drinking liquor right now out of this little glass. Blog Talk was that bad.
Oh, no.
It's just rum. I'm not drinking like freaking grain alcohol, but it was that bad. So we did give a national shout out and we apologize to the folks that are on Blog Talk waiting. Like, what are you doing? It's like,
we're sorry.
We're sorry, but we're actually doing you a favor. It was that painful for the folks, you folks. It was bad for us, but you folks too. Jay, you can call in tomorrow. We're going to do a show tomorrow and we're going to back to our original configuration here, our hardware configuration or our studio setup. We're going to go back to the original. And I think things will be fine. I believe they will be.
Did she?
Oh, here we go. Catherine says, Andrew, the screwed up Jack Wadden England. Do you know who she's talking about? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever get help after I broke up the engagement and he went back to his country?
Ooh, good one. I love these ones that delve into. You know, relationship.
Well, I'm assuming Catherine didn't break up the engagement. She said, I broke up the engagement.
She did.
Catherine Griffin broke up that guy's engagement.
No, it was with her. They were engaged. She and the English guy.
Never mind. See, I was not privy. Some people, even if I'm sitting next to Deborah doing a private reading, I'm not listening. Trust me. I am not listening. So I thought she was talking about like an Andrew that was in the royalty family. I mean, that's what I was saying. How the hell did she break up Andrew? You know, and to be honest with you, I respect privacy. So even if Deborah's doing a reading, I'm here. I have to work next to her. Trust me, I am not listening to a damn thing.
No, and I don't.
No, I am not. I am totally zoned. I was doing my work on my work computer. I was getting ready to take the dogs out, and I did hear her say, "Hi, Jim." And that's why I did a wave on the way out. I don't listen.
I've even had husbands and boyfriends.
I don't have the need to know. I do this
that
basically.
Will,
la, la, la,
they'll
la.
Contact me and say, you better tell me about my girlfriend's or my wife's reading. And I tell them, total confidentiality.
I don't listen.
I cannot.
That's why when she said that, I thought she was talking about the royal family.
Oh, my God.
And then she said, I said, how the hell did she break up a royal family? But, oh, I didn't see. I didn't know. I don't listen. I don't have the need to know. In the business I'm in, there's two things you have to have. Not only do you have to have a clearance level, you have to have the need to know. Not everybody with the clearance level gets to look at all that information. You have to have the NTK, baby, and I don't have the need to know shit for her readings.
He got in trouble over there for something, and there's, like, legal documents around it. You know what? Be careful saying the name of somebody that maybe you don't want to hear from again, because names and words have energy.
Let me know when you're ready for info.
And I have often said names of someone I haven't heard from in years, in a week. Yeah. So he got in trouble.
Let me know.
And I mentioned that because I wouldn't be surprised to hear from him again.
Okay.
So.
Would you like to hear some info?
Yeah.
All right. She said the most codependent person she's ever known in her life, and she couldn't handle it. And she said, I thought there was something before, she said, too. She said, oh, this is not like a couple minutes ago. 6 weeks prior, I said, yeah, and nope. So, I don't know what they're talking about. So.
Well, that was your intuition telling you. You're facing a life of hell.
Hi, Christiana.
Yeah, you moved. Welcome to your new apartment, honey. Hope you're happy.
Okay, cool. We apologize to the blog talkers. We did what we could. But we leave you so you can listen to the show. I mean, if you counted on a reading tonight.
My inclination, Catherine, is that it was domestic violence.
He hasn't heard from me since I lived in Arizona, left in 2010.
Yeah, but I saw something. Maybe he'll find you on Facebook. Who knows?
And Christiana, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Thank you. Thank you very much, like Elvis would say.
Well, and honey, you're here as we are leaving.
They are starting to wrap her up. I mean, technically, we got the clock ticking there in that darn blog talk.
And we're going to try to smooth everything out.
I think, since I don't go to work Monday, I think we're going to probably pull off a pretty good show tomorrow.
We better.
We're going to go back to what you do is when you make a lot of changes and everything sucks, you go back to the beginning. And then maybe do a little process of elimination, tiny little things to figure out.
You're good at troubleshooting.
That's what you do. Yeah. If you say, all right, here's our configuration, and we're going to change 15,000 things, and all of a sudden, it's shit. Well, you got to go back, and then slowly, one by one, you change one thing here and there until you find out the problem. I think this is a machine, but it's a great machine. I think it has a lot of protection involved. So it's slowing the data down, analyzing every little thing.
You knew him years ago, computers in the 90s. And if you know who Fred Sanford was, he had a show called Sanford and Son.
Love that show.
With Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze was, Chico and the Man.
That's right. Mixing it up. Fred Sanford and I forget the other guy.
I don't think they were big names.
Friends.
The actors weren't big names.
Anyway,
Fox.
His apartment, Jim's apartment, had
90 seconds.
Every kind of computer.
I'll shut that down.
Heart known to man. Just.
Back in those days. Had to build your own computer, or you were rich.
Yeah.
And they didn't. There was now you just plug the component in and it works. Back in those days, you had to plug the component in. There was things you had to go in and type setups. You had these little